Well, somewhere back around 36, standing knee-deep in the Oklahoma sticks, picking and singing Jimmy Rogers licks like I own them. The girls in town loved what I do. I had Choctaw hair, eyes of blue. They'd call me baby, I was 6'2" and looked lonesome. Then yonder came a man in a big old car, a black beret, a big cigar. He said, son, you're a natural cowboy star for sure. I looked at him and I said, fine. He looked at me and he said, sign. I wrote my name on the dotted line and I became the Appaloosa Rider. My head slicked down with Vaseline. All those Bobby Sox baby screams would ring. They'd pack in just like Maine sardines, stand out in the mezzanine to see me ride across the screen and sing, 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 sing.
Appaloosa Rider. Appaloosa Rider.
Fights I must have won, 1,000 bullets in my gun, and my hat stayed on through all the fun and glory. But my real life pony had its hood adorned with a big old set of western horns, while all America ate popcorn and marveled at the one and only
Appaloosa Rider.
A real-life villain had crossed the line, so I crossed Hollywood and Vine and signed another dotted line in my handle. I came back, but all the noise was made for Hoppy's jeans and Roy's. Hollywood had more cowboys than scandal. So I'm back here in the Oklahoma sticks, but out of all my old sidekicks, Jack Daniels is the one who sticks around. But friends and fans have begun to write, and I learned why the other night when I woke up to a TV fight.
Well, a hero won and his hat stayed white. Guess who rode across my sight? I tell you, I was dynamite.